Hey there, lovebirds and lone wolves. It's your favorite sexpert, Stephanie Smith, and we're about to take a joyride through the wild world of sex and relationships. So buckle up, because we're going to laugh, learn, and maybe even blush a little as we uncover the secrets to kick-ass sex life. So grab your headphones and get ready for some scandalous stories, quirky advice, and a whole lot of laughs. Welcome to Let's Talk About Sex with me, Stephanie Smith, the podcast that's about to make your ears blush. Welcome back to the Gilf's Den. I'm Stephanie Smith, your host, and I am here today to bring you a special podcast presenting my parents, who have been married for 57 years. And the Smiths is what we're going to be calling them. We'll do a few series of podcasts sharing their secrets and laughters and, you know, stresses of marriage over 57 years. All right. Enjoy.
Hey, everyone.
Okay, so this is my mom and dad, Pat and Bill Smith. So why don't you, how many years? Just give us a little background, how many years you've been married, and just a little history.
We have been married 57 years.
That many?
That many. You have to tell him how happy you are.
I'm so happy.
He's happy. Are you happy?
Man. He's happy. Yeah, he's happy.
How many years have you been happy, Dad?
Well, there was a 2-year span there. That was pretty good.
Dad.
We were out one night for dinner. This was really funny. It was kind of a romantic night. And we went to a nice restaurant, and candlelight and all that. And we started talking about our marriage. And I said, we've been married for what it was. He said, I really have been happy for two. I said, so it took me back. I said, you've only been happy for 2 years? Well, yeah. What he meant to say was the happiest was the last 2 years, but it didn't come out like that. It came out that you've only been happy for 2 years. So there went the romantic evening, the romantic dinner, and he kept trying to make excuses for it, you know. And, of course, so whenever we went out from there on out, and people would say, how long have you and Bill been married? I said, Mary, you know, 30 years, 35 years. But Bill's only been happy for two.
But at least it was the last two.
I never, ever let him forget that. You know, women have minds like elephants.
Great.
That's a good one.
It sticks there forever, yeah.
Okay, we done?
No.
Oh.
That's funny, Dad. Okay, so where did you guys meet?
We met in Pomona at a dance hall that was for college students. And they had a great band, and I walked in, and he had a big waterfall, like Elvis Presley. And I saw him dancing. He's a great dancer. And my girlfriend and I, we used to go there every weekend and dance with other guys from the college. And so that's how we met. And he took me home that night and then asked me for another date. And I agreed. And the rest is history. 57 years later.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, what is the recipe for staying married for the last 57 years? And, you know, I'm not asking for myself. I'm asking for a friend who can't pass the 5-year mark.
Who can't what?
Who can't pass the 5-year mark.
Well, it's like anything. It's something you have to work on. And I'll be honest, I think I'm the one that brings interest to the marriage. And, you know, he's never bored.
Never.
Bella's the oldest of 14 children. And so they all have, you know, husbands and wives, and they're, sorry, they're snoring. Sullivan are snoring.
Oh, great.
And then it comes to me, and I'm not a snorey, but I'm Irish, and I'm a little short-tempered. But I think that also helps make a marriage, because he never knows what to expect, right? Do you?
No.
Well, can't you say that in a little happy way?
It's the problem is, obviously, we both agree that when the Irish does come out, it's not a happy time, usually.
What?
You heard me.
I didn't hear you.
I said, when the Irish comes out, it's not a happy time.
Well, no, well, the Irish are fun, though.
So it's not?
We're a lot
so
of fun.
So it's probably not something that I look forward to at those times.
Yeah, but, you know, if you do everything right, it won't happen. I don't get mad for nothing.
Oh, that's Irish.
You've got to be kidding me.
But, you know, women have...
You're a woman. I mean, you got to... I mean, guys have got to expect it.
Well...
Women get upset for sometimes no reason at all.
Oh, wait a minute.
The man is totally oblivious to it.
There's always a reason.
The man is like easygoing.
He didn't think before.
And a woman is up and down and up and down.
Okay. Wait.
And all the man has got to do... is hope like hell he hits him at a lot of the high tops.
You know what? You're absolutely right. So I wish God had made it where I have the first kid and you have the second one. I wonder how that would have worked out.
No, it's just that...
Women are hormonal.
If, you know, men could, you know, plan their business trips, you know, on the downswings, okay, and just jump home real quick at the upswing, that'd be pretty cool.
I actually knew a guy who did that.
Well, maybe your next wife will help you do. We'll do that with you. Make sure I interview her.
Okay, so if your marriage had a theme song, what would it be and why?
Mambo number 5. It's dancing, and we've always gone dancing. And it's always been, you know, it's always upbeat when we go out. We have a lot of fun together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
We do.
But
I'm the one mainly that initiates the fun.
Yes, Edith.
Oh, that babe.
Yes, Edith.
Now, this is a story we have to let you know. You know, what's his name?
All in the Family.
All in the Family.
Back in the 70s.
He called her...
Archie
called her Edith. And she was a bit of a dingbat. And so Bill started calling me Edith.
And he would say, stifle Edith.
Edith. So Bill was calling me. So now all of a sudden he calls me Edith and I'm out with people. They think I'm Edith. So we meet Bill. Hi, Edith. No. I'm not Edith. But Bill called you Edith, I know. From Archie Bunker.
Only when it's appropriate.
Well, appropriate by whose standards?
Mine.
Mine or yours?
Mine.
Yours. Okay, well.
Well, the good thing is you're playful and you make it fun and, like you said, and interesting. It's not, there's not really that. Come on. Is there much boring? Or was there much boring in all your years?
No.
No. Exactly. I'm not a boring person.
No, yeah. Every once in a while, you know, boring might have been okay for a little bit, short periods of time.
Well,
but I'm happy the way it is.
I can make boring times any as long as you want, you know? So watch out. You have to be careful what you say to a woman, especially at that time of the month. I don't have that anymore, but when I did.
Thank mm-hmm. God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's not a good time. All right, okay, so can you share a secret recipe for a successful marriage that doesn't involve cooking?
Cooking?
Yeah, that does not involve cooking.
Dancing.
Dancing.
Going out dancing. And we went every weekend. The kids were small. I used to do people's hair and clean their houses and save up enough money to pay a babysitter so we could go out on a Saturday night, right?
Right.
Plan. And we went out. And that's one thing I think couples missed in all the couples that we ever hung around with. They never went out by themselves. The kids were always along, and they never made time for just them. So we made it Thursday nights. We used to go out, right?
Right.
We'd go grocery shopping, leave all the groceries in the car, you know, stop in a restaurant, one glass of wine, because that's all we could afford, and we'd share it. And had one meal, and we'd share it. But that gave us the time to talk about his, what he was doing at work and what I was doing with the kids and, you know, parents and all that. All that.
So good. That, so that, healthy.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And I remember that. And then you also did, though, the Friday nights or Saturday nights going out, dancing, and it didn't matter. I mean, you always...
It was Saturday nights.
Saturday nights, yeah.
It was Saturday nights.
And then you always, you know... Went out, dressed up, got always. Ready, go out.
Women, you can't let yourself go. You have to do your hair, put your makeup on, watch your figure. Because men have Roman eyes.
Well, it's not just that. It's unhealthy to think that my husband met me in a way that he was attracted to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then to stop... And I know things change, but that's where you have to take the control. You have to hold this part in the relationship where you plan the meals. You're part of the planning. You are the decider on how that works so that you keep your healthy lifestyle, to keep your figure. You continue to maintain getting ready, going out, you know, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And when you stop doing that, people then wonder why they have sexless marriages and whatnot. So that is one thing that I think you've always done. You always dressed up.
Yes. I always kept myself up. And it wasn't just for Bill. It was for myself as well and for my self-esteem. You know, I would go out and you see men looking at me or whatever, or some lady would compliment me on how I look, my hair or my outfit or whatever. I mean, let's face it, it's nice to be told these things. And it makes you feel good about yourself.
Well, especially you were a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, you weren't getting kudos from us.
You're not going out, are you, Mom?
And as we told our kids, I mean, we only had sex 3 times, so... You know, they were well informed about our sex life.
Yes, that is the big topic I wanted. I was going to, yeah. So I was 16 and I asked my mom how many times she had sex. Go ahead, Mom.
Well, I said we had 3 kids, so we did it 3 times. We're Irish Catholic. You don't discuss these things with your children, you know, and so they believed me, and I just loved their dad.
And no, so then she had the one child, me,
uh-huh.
who couldn't believe it mm-hmm. and thought it was the worst kind of thing ever and was never going to do that and vowed to never have that part of my life. And I said, I got to go find out.
And you did. So, no, so basically, it just wasn't in my Irish household. You never discuss things like that. That was just something that was just never discussed with your children, your parents or whatever. So I was kind of like that, shy about it. And that, so just the subject just never came up until Stephanie, my inquisitive one, asked me, and I said, oh, yeah, we did it 3 times, and I turned my head because it was a lie.
The person I know I can kind of relate with is Raymond on Everybody Loves Raymond.
How so, Dad?
How so? Well, his wife had a lot of headaches, okay? And he was always chasing, and, you know... But a lot of marriages are like that.
Yes.
You know? I mean, women are not free-spirited like guys are.
Well, the point about to that too now, the woman gets up at 6 o'clock with the kids and doesn't stop until they go to bed at 7 or 8. You get off, you go and you do a job. You know, you go out for lunch or you have your lunch. You come home and your day's over. And the woman is all ends when she gets in bed. So she doesn't want to be busy then.
No, no.
When she gets in bed, that's for sure.
Well, you know what? I think I'm going to do that and see how it works.
Do what?
Have a headache every night.
Have a headache?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think a woman would care so much that you have a headache.
That's true.
Wait a minute. I'm going to get you an aspirin.
You're not going to be begging me.
Hang in there. I'll see you later.
Hang in there. It'll be calm by the morning.
No, but it is very true. But let's go back before we move forward on couples. Why? So I ended up getting very involved into this topic. And so with that being said, how did that make you feel? I mean, you know, we talked about it all the time. So it was sex. I mean, well, I went to school to do it. I was in classes coming home. Huh?
Doing it? Not, in classes?
No. Watching people do it in classes.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Well, you did like those classes. Well, no, they weren't having sex, but like, you know, videos and things.
No, I know. But
when I was studying it, how did that work for you guys?
Well, it was never anything that we grew up with, you know, so it was a change in life. For everybody, not just us, you know, but that's just how it was. You would never sit down and discuss sex with your mother or father, especially if they were from Ireland, but
God forbid.
Bless me, Father. No, so, yeah, it just wasn't. Bill is the oldest of 14. She had 14 children. Did your mother ever discuss sex with you? I don't think so.
Well, of course not. My dad did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what did they go to detail about things?
Somewhat.
Somewhat?
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, you put it there.
Put it there. This is what happens, and you know, spits it out, and you know,
the whole Adam and Eve. Adam got the penis, and Eve
got the brain. That's basically all they taught you.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, the basics. I mean, you know, everybody's got to find out themselves. You know, where the rest of it,
what
it's all about. Yeah, and yes. Everybody's different, obviously.
So we leave it all up. But okay, so back though to me talking about it at home. Yes, you guys, everyone would be, that's enough. Stop it. You especially.
I didn't say it.
No, I know. Oh, Dad, we know that. I took all my classes. I'd come home. What'd you learn today? Tell me. I'd love to know. So it was actually fun but it was interesting. The one business that I did want you to come and help me with. But I was young. I was 18. And it was the coin-operated condom machines. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you were starting your business and trying to get into the mix of the whole town.
Oh.
And so here's my dad going to go with his daughter to deal with coin-operated condom machines. I mean, that was not where you were. You were like, no.
No, I didn't even have the time to, you know.
To think about. No. Of course, yeah. But it's, you know, it just goes to show the age differences and what happens. And as we move forward, like, you know, we know in my life, my kids were taught at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And Riley is teaching his kids. And I'm finding that I interviewed a psychologist, Dr. Tina Shermer Sellers, who I love. And she has she's wrote books and she's religious too. So she understands the sex and the shame and the God involved in this. So she's wrote some books, but sex is better without shame, you know, is one of her biggest things.
Well, I think shame is the operative word. Because
I never had shame.
In Ireland, I had shame.
You didn't.
I never had shame.
Yeah.
You didn't. I did.
No, I don't think. Yeah. That's why your guys were race. You were definitely very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, talk about that, because a lot of people are raised with shame.
Well, yeah, it's just that was just the Irish way. You know, it's not anything. You never discussed it. It just, it was never on TV. And you know, you never, nobody was demonstrative. No mother and father were demonstrative in front of their children with kissing or hugging or anything like that.
Yeah.
They just didn't do that.
No.
You know?
No.
Now, we did. We did always kiss Bill when he came home.
Yeah, but you weren't demonstrative, you know. You were not, like, disgusting. No.
Only that one time, remember?
Yes.
When you caught me chasing your mother, and you go back to school and tell Sister Mary, you know.
Wasn't that fun?
And then I had parent-teachers conference with Sister Mary the next day. And I know Stephanie told her that she found us in a predicament, we'll say.
Well, what kind of predicament, Ma? I'm 55.
She was just chasing. I was just chasing you.
Naked.
Yeah, I was chasing you.
I didn't have any clothes on.
Or were you chasing me? No, your mother was chasing me.
No, I wasn't.
Well, that's one time when she was. Yeah, I think so.
No. I never ever did that, ever, no. And so, yeah, and then...
It's okay if you chased me.
I had to... Well, I know. And, but it was a little embarrassing in front of the nun.
The nun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hello.
I think that was awesome.
I just kept my head down the whole time.
We were supposed to leave it with fire.
Yeah, we're good. She can cut that out. Five, yeah. If you were to create a new holiday to celebrate your marriage, what would it be called and how would it be celebrated?
Let's see. I would...
What would you call it?
Yep.
Oh, happy day?
Happy days.
Happy days?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you have it. That is our first segment of The Smiths, my mom and dad's 57-year marriage. Little tidbits and little cute stories for your fun and adventure. And during this holiday season, I'm spending time with my family. So you will be seeing some podcasts with them as well. And, we hope that you enjoy them and please follow and like for more. We have so much more to come. We have so many people helping us today. We are so grateful and thank you so much for joining us on The Gilfsten. And that's a wrap, folks. Thank you for joining me on today's exhilarating podcast of Let's Talk About Sex. If you loved what you heard and want to keep the conversation going, make sure to hit that subscribe button. Like and follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Don't miss out on our future episodes packed with even more tips, tricks, and tantalizing discussions. Got something to share or a burning question? I want to hear from you. Send me a message on social media or in my email. Your thoughts and stories and feedback mean the world to me, and I can't wait to hear from each and every one of you. Remember, your sexual empowerment journey doesn't end here. Keep exploring, keep growing, and keep embracing your fabulous, authentic self. Until next time, this is Stephanie Smith, signing off. Stay adventurous, stay safe, and stay sexy.